Hey, After Buzzers, before we move on, we would like to say thanks to our sponsor, Anchor. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, plus there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Also, Anchor will distribute your podcast for you, so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. Plus, you can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. And it's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started. Welcome to another episode of Love & Hip Hop Atlanta. This is Spice World, and we're seeing why Spice is the queen of the dance hall. Ciara and Akbar still can't get it right. And Rashida and Kirk, she discovers something. Stay tuned. Keep it locked right here.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would... You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Let it begin. Let it begin.
Yeah.
Let it begin.
Okay. We gonna start.
Yeah.
We gonna start.
Yeah. Start fucking mess.
Yeah.
That's what we do
that
best.
Tea. Spill the
mess.
The tea. Yeah. Spill
the tea. Okay. Let's go.
Spill the tea.
Hey, you know, we could end up on Love & Hip Hop Atlanta, yeah. Like doing a feature or something. Maybe we could end up on a concert. Right.
Okay, so. We got some bars.
Well, I'm your host, Miss Conversation Peace, and I have my girls, LaNisha and Jade, in the building.
What's up?
Oh, I liked how we did that.
Yes. So we're going to bring you some tweets, some news and gossip, yes. And of course, guess that bar. So keep it lock right here to the end of the show. And you guys, I just want to know your overall thoughts of this show about Spice World.
Why are we still talking about this, man?
Which one? What topic are you referring to?
The Pearl and Carly thing.
Oh, okay. I'm about to say this.
Because Carly's still mad, that's why.
Man. Well, I'm like Shekinah. Like, I'm over it. Like, if she doesn't want to claim it, move on to the next topic. Move on.
She's funny.
I don't think Carly's ready to move on. But shout out to Pooh because she did retweet or repost my video because we were talking about her last week. She reposted it. So shout out to you, Pooh. I see you watching us. But yeah. We want you in the studio. So
right.
Come here.
Come through.
Tell us what's really going on. And even if you want to Skype in, whatever you got to do to get the tea. Okay?
Watch her bring in the receipt. Oh, low.
Don't bring the sheets now.
I want to see the lie detector test.
Well, my overall thoughts is just everybody on this show just has a gigantic booty.
Oh, my
all
gosh.
Those booties are just,
yeah,
there. Just there. I can't stop seeing them.
I would love
everybody's
thick.
And thick. Spice is lit.
Power of two.
I love Spice. So just seeing her on this big stage, I loved that part of the episode. So let's get into... Spice is traveling all the way from Gambia, and while they're waiting on her, the rest of the crew, they're on a swamp tour. This tour, I don't like outdoors, so I'm not about. I have been on a swamp tour in New Orleans, but it wasn't like this one. Like, snakes are right there. Yeah. Like, we looked at the crocodiles from a distance. We weren't trying to like have them come on a boat. And
I was so looking at you when they started talking about the bugs. Like, this conversation was like this. Like, she was scratching low key.
I said, like, oh girl,
they got you itchy over there.
Just thinking about it, that's why I'm not an outdoors person at all.
Yeah, no. When they're like, you wanna go back and see it out. If I could jump out, if there weren't things in that water, I would go in that water. You pissed off if you think that. You're going to go to a snake. How dare you? That's my biggest fear.
He was like, do you want me to bring a snake?
Like, no. Why would anyone want that? We would be rocking the boat and falling all together in the water.
Some people are adventurous like that.
That's how they do it in Trinidad.
Okay, well, I'm not adventurous, so.
You don't want to pet the snakes and all of that.
Right.
I'm good. I can't even go camping or anything like that. Anything outdoors, I'm good.
Not even a cabin?
Maybe a cabin because you're inside and you have a restroom.
Yeah,
nope. True. I got allergies and eczema. Keep me indoors.
In a bubble.
In a bubble. Nice and clean, okay? I ain't with it.
Half the crew didn't even make it because they're all hungover from the Jam Nation tour.
They're walking slow.
They were like, Carly, what are we going to do?
They said, why you bring us out here? Even Carly was like, we're here to have... fun. She could barely even stand up and say it.
Not even that. They're just trying to save that money. Then why would I waste this plan that we made, no matter how hungry over you are?
Well, they're getting on Carly because she was twerking the night away and didn't even call Mo and adhere to her curfew that he gave her. So you know he gonna see this episode.
Curfew.
Be be like, you was shaking away over there. Okay. Mm.
As if he cares anymore, but I'm just saying, he might see it and be mad. Because she's just like, I don't think Carly knows how to conduct herself.
How so?
Like, as far as being a woman, being in a relationship, she doesn't know how to conduct herself. Like, I feel like she's always used to being single.
Yeah, so she's in that mindset of single. Like, she's not flirting with other guys, which is great.
Well, she's twerking, she's flirting, right?
Well,
is that not flirting? Or is that Trinidad culture?
I mean, she ain't on them, like...
I mean, but at the same time, isn't it, like, the culture as far as dancing-wise go? Like,
so why would we get mad at Jock for pouring water on Pooh's booty if that's the case?
No, 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 no. There's a difference. Jock was drooling and pouring like hell, like a dog. Like, okay? Like, no. That's completely different from a girl just freely dancing. Jock could freely dance, but don't be freely dancing all up on Pooh's booty, pouring water on, letting your drool go all out.
Maybe her booty was dehydrated. I mean, you know. But I think... I just think that when it comes... It's not trying to be like a double standard, but I personally think that when it comes to women going out, they know how to control themselves. They just really want to have a good time. Somebody gets behind you, okay, somebody gets behind you. But they know... Like, majority of women, I feel like, know, okay, look, I don't want you, though. Like, I just want to dance and have fun. But when it comes to men, I feel like for women, it's hard to trust them because men kind of get tempted very easily. A lot easier than women. Not saying women exactly. don't, but a lot easier.
Exactly. And I think this is why when Rashida sees Kirk's phone and how Jasmine is blowing up his text, that's why she's the man. Not only that, but just because he's not telling her.
Yeah.
And he's being dishonest again.
And dumb.
Why can't Kirk get it right?
You just gotta be open.
I'm confused about Kirk.
But that's crazy as well. Just like how I just said that scenario, men, they'll like murder you just for like breathing to ask someone. You know what
right?
I mean? But when it comes to us women, I feel like we forgive so easily because at the end of the day, it's not my business, not my problem. And also, it's just between you. You know what I mean? I just feel like Kirk doesn't get that.
But here's the thing. There are smart men out there.
Yeah,
and even Kirk's friends were even telling him, that was just dumb. Like, why would you hide it from Rashida after going out all of this? You're cheating and everything, and you're hiding this?
Yeah. Right. She just needs to be added to the group chat so she can be a part of the conversation. She don't even have to say nothing because Bambi is saying how she doesn't even communicate with Erica at all. Scrap doesn't either. Mm-hmm. I don't know if it has something to do with the fact that the child is older.
Mm-hmm.
So she probably has her own cell phone. So if she needs to get in touch with Scrappy, she can call him, her dad, directly. Because Kirk's son, Cannon, is so young, he has to speak through, you know, Jasmine has to speak for him, so he can't call. So,
yeah, okay.
They have to be in touch.
That's not the problem. The communication is the problem.
Thanks.
You should have told Rashida. Period. And then the fact that you're hiding now I'm thinking you're sleeping with the girl.
This is the thing. Rashida did say, I don't want nothing to do with her. I don't want to talk with her. She was just like, let's bring Cannon over. But Rashida decided to not speak to Jasmine. She decided that.
I'm not saying Rashida has to talk to Jasmine, but Kirk does have to communicate that he's talking to her.
But she's saying that she wanted to be in the loop. And I feel like by her wanting to be in the loop, she would want to talk to Jasmine. Because now Mimi and the rest of the crew, they're telling her she needs to talk to Jasmine. Like, they have to have some kind of understanding.
I mean, at this point, I feel like Jasmine, she needs to speak to Jasmine only because Kirk didn't do that himself. So she has to
the woman. He talked to her and the mom.
But I'm saying talk to Rashida about the situation. So now Rashida has to go and make sure, look, my man, make sure my man's not, you know, overdoing this and actually talking about the child, and that's it. And it's just like, I just feel like Rashida, you know, is in this, like, mind space where she's like, she don't want to deal with it, but at the same time, she has to.
Do you think she would have trusted him if he would have told her the first time? Because she still has trust issues regardless.
But this just made it 10 times worse, because now you're really being deceptive. You're hiding. You're hiding all this mess from me again.
Because at least Kirk told you. Yes, you might not trust him like that, but at least you know, okay, look, he's texting his baby mama, and I know this. So at least I know you're in contact with her.
And then she texts him so much. Why so many texts, Jasmine? Why you got to text back to back to back to back? He busy. He on the trip.
Look, at the end of the day, I feel like baby mamas always end up with the daddy no matter what. Or some way, somehow, like, you already have that connection with the kids. So it's just hard for, like, some women to let go, I feel like.
Well, but another couple that is going through is Shay Mack and May, man. He's been shot. She's been nursing him back to health. But he wants her back now that he knows that she down for him, because she down for him through the shooting. So white guys always want to... Just act right when you down for him. You show him you down.
Ain't that the truth?
Why you gotta go through all this to get him to act right? And he still ain't gonna act right. Because he gonna do it again.
This is the first time I thought Shay actually did a smart move. Mm-hmm. By not following so easily with it, like saying, oh, because you're shot, now we're forced to be back together. No, mm-hmm. no, I'm here for you because you're the baby daddy of my child. So, all right, you here with when it's the kid, we could co-parent, besties together. Nah, you still suck. Bye.
Yeah. I mean, but I don't think she thinks, I mean, she probably does, but at the same time, I don't think it's more so of you suck, but it's like, I can't trust you. I can't trust you again. Can't open my heart again. And also at the same time, like, I feel like you're going to hurt me. So why would I put myself in this situation and automatically move with you when I need you to prove to me that I for sure should give you my time and day?
Why can't Rashida do the same thing? Why can't Rashida put her foot down like Shay Mack?
That's a great question.
Shay Mack ain't having it. And I feel like most women who know their worth, like, I get it. Like, you want to hold your family together. But if he keeps showing you time and time and time again, it's just going to be a cycle. And that's what Shay Mack was basically saying. Like, we've been here before. Like, you already apologized before. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm not going to keep going through this cycle without having something, which may be the difference between her and Rashida's relationship. Rashida's actually married and Shay Mack isn't. So maybe she's more freely to walk off from the situation. And Rashida feels like she has to save her marriage. So
I can see that, because I feel like as a marriage, nobody wants to deal with divorce. You know, at the end of the day, you're committing, you're committing to God and you're committing to y'all's relationship, and you don't want to break that. You know what I mean? Like, literally till death do us part. And it just sucks because some people can't enjoy that actual statement because, you know, unfortunately there are problems and divorces and stuff. And I feel like Rashida, that's the only reason why she's staying, is because at the end of the day, we are a married couple and we're supposed to handle this like adults. And that's so
I agree that, like, that is one of the main reasons why it's so hard to get out of a marriage. I hear about, for, like, obviously I'm not married, but with all the people I do hear are married, like, that's the hardest part, is committing to that person till death do us part. Separating is the hardest, because we, like, made that commitment. I'll be the one that
kill you. Do me wrong.
Okay. Now, you ain't going nowhere. You're lock the door.
Lock the door.
Where you going?
No, if it gets that bad, you just leave, I guess.
Oh, yeah, no. It should never get to that bad, where, well, you lose your sanity.
Exactly. So Shay Mack, she's sitting down with Sierra, and Shay Mack, she's, like, super tatty, like, how do you get all those? It doesn't look bad, but I'm like, is it all over her body? That's crazy how many tests she has, like, fully covered.
I mean, I can never go past the point of understanding why you can do it on your neck or your face. Because already, like, just the smallest part of your bone, I heard, it hurts.
Girl. So I got a couple
of that. I had to touch my neck.
I can't do all of that.
And you're sitting for hours, right?
That's like... years worth of tattoos.
You're like, sitting for torture.
And how do you even think of, like, how much stuff to put on you? You know what I mean? Like, she had a pineapple. Like, you just running out of stuff to put on. You gonna put a turtle on you next? Like, what is gonna be?
I mean, some people can handle that pain. Like, let us know. If you guys have a tattoo, let us know about that. Because I ain't about that.
It's not even about the pain. It's like the creativity of what next to tat on you. Because it's like, you gonna run out of items.
Just because you want what? A letter B on your, like, on your arm? You know what I'm saying? I don't know. Also, I feel like I would forget. It needs to be something really
It needs
meaningful.
To be something special.
I forgot I even got that. That's not something I want to do if I have something permanent on my body.
Right. It's a lot. So Shay Mack, she doesn't know that Sierra Akbar had gotten to it.
She don't know nothing. It's
like. And so as soon as Akbar walks in, she's like, what is Sierra doing here? But really said the B word. Mm-hmm. But why is she here? And they go back and forth, and then Sierra throws water on Akbar, and they just try to fight each other.
I gotta say, I'm kind of team Akbar on this.
But Akbar, she really does have a bad attitude. I feel like she comes in like you can't help but want to fight her the way that she talked to you. Like, B, why you here? Like, you automatically aggressive. So yeah. I be wanting to slap you too.
I mean, Sierra came at her some type of way before saying like, I got a bone to pick with you. Like, she comes at her all the time. So, and that's, and with you knowing your friend, you kind of know how a person is, and I'm kind of a little mad, pissed off with Sierra too, because she did interrupt an important meeting. Mm-hmm. Like, this is the first time I've ever seen Akbar like be like professional. Like, come on now. And the one time she has to shine to be professional with someone, boom, Sierra come in and ruins it all. I'm just like, oh man.
I mean, I 100% agree with you. If anything, Sierra should have not done it at that moment in time. But at the same time, Akbar needs to understand, like, everyone knows how this man is. Everyone knows his tactics and everything. And so she's just making sure that, like, you know, she's okay. And Akbar is like, man, that has nothing to do with me. I'm the best rapper. And it's just like, it has nothing to you. It has nothing to do with you being a great rapper. Literally, right. People that have known this man for a minute are trying to warn you about him. And it's just like, don't like not work with him, but be aware. Be weary.
Do you think Stevie Wazoo Akbar how he does everyone else?
I don't really know, but I mean, if you have more negative things about you, it's just like, okay, I'm not going based on what everyone tells me, but at the same time, why am I getting more negative feedback than positive feedback about you?
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, it's like Yelp ratings. Literally. I don't know, but
one star.
I think, you know, if I see a business that doesn't have good ratings, you know, I'm not gonna go with
so, exactly.
But Stevie, who has he? I don't think he's worked with anybody relevant since the 90s.
Wait, did this girl say Estelita is the good?
Girl, yes.
When Sierra mentioned, she's like, all my friends are good. Estelita.
Oh, yeah, well, Akbar was like, none of your friends are talented. She's like digging at all her friends. It was a lot. That's what I'm saying. Akbar just has a mouth on her, so it's a lot.
I mean, like we said on the last episode, I just think she just needs to learn how to take criticism and take things that she's not gonna like and just flip them. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But don't, you can't go off on everyone, man.
Well, before we go on to the next topic, Lanisha has a message for us.
I surely do. You guys, we want to thank you guys for making us the ESPN of TV Talk. Now, don't forget to subscribe. Press that little button right there. And don't forget to comment. I see you guys in the chat. Jenna. Ooh. James, Trey Money. Ooh. Y'all are bringing it. Keep on bringing the comments, you guys. Thank you so much for tuning in.
What are they saying?
Right?
Oh, you guys.
It looks like it's kind of blowing up.
Okay, they got left. All right. They were talking about Rashida. Trey Money was like, we all know Rashida is the queen. Like, let's be serious. Without Rashida and Kirk, there is no love in hip-hop. I mean,
But do we want Kirk and Rashida together when he keeps doing her like that?
I just want to see with a great man. A man that can just take care
and
of
her. And Jenna James, she was talking about how we were talking about the Woods. She said, Cabin is the most I can do, too. This coming from a half-African and islander myself. Girl, okay. I feel you.
We're not trying to be outside.
No nature. And you guys, if you guys are listening on iTunes, feel free to give us that 5-star rating.
Oh, yes, 5 stars. We love the 5 stars. Subscribe, like, comment. Keep the comments coming. Thank you guys so much. And I just want to talk about these Caribbean accents because I just love it. I wish I had an accent. Oh, my God.
That made me want a Caribbean, man. I'm not going to lie. I liked his voice. I was just like, ooh.
I'm like, I don't even know what you're talking about, but I just love it.
No, literally. You're just like, you're trying to calculate, like, put together what they're saying, but also at the same time, you're like, ooh, I just like how you say that.
Spice. Yes.
You know? Speak to me some more.
He's beautiful. The king of soca, and Spice is the queen of dance hall.
I think it's so cool that they do that.
Mm-hmm. She's, like, one of the biggest stars I've seen, like, the big, you know, like, the biggest performance that I've seen on Love & Hip Hop.
Really?
I mean, have you seen anybody perform for that many people?
Oh, no.
I don't think so.
And this, this is like a different like country. Like,
right, and not only here in Trinidad, but in Gambia. Yeah. So she's got people in the streets lining up to see her. She's on billboards.
That's crazy. Yeah.
And she still wants the fame from America. She feels like the way that she can really break through is to break through in America. I mean, I think she's doing well. I don't know if America's the end all be all, because I know a lot of even Americans will go overseas and be successful as far as more than America.
That's true. I think that overseas, if anything, though, is more of an accomplishment, to be completely honest. Because America, I mean, you know, we're judgmental. So judgmental to where nothing satisfies the world. Literally, like, you could sneeze and you sneeze wrong, you know? But I feel like being overseas, it's a different feeling. So if anything, she should get the, you know, outside first. And then everyone's like, who is this person? You know, all over the world. And then comes into America. I feel like that's how it needs to be, if anything.
I have big hopes for Spice. Like, I think she's going to do really well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, definitely. And while she was in Gambia, she was hesitant to perform Black Hypocrisy. And that's another thing about international fame. You have so many cultures that you're touching that you have to be aware of. And so when she gets to Gambia, she sees that they're really into bleaching, and she didn't want to perform it because she didn't want to turn her fans off. So I get that, but she ended up still doing it. But, I mean, when you decide to write a song like that, would you feel like you wouldn't want to perform your art? Because they know you. They're coming to the show. They know you made this song. So why would you, like, not do it?
Well, okay. I see where she was trying to sit, why she was hesitant of doing it. Because obviously, like, you don't, that is a thing that's celebrated, she said. And you don't want to be, like, booed off the stage and then have less fans and then start from scratch. But I'm so, so happy that she did perform it, because at the end of the day, you are trying to make a point. You're going to have the haters. But at the end of the day, you knew that this was something you were signing up for. So I'm glad that she, you know, sucked it all in, got some cojones, and I'm glad she performed it.
But I thought it was celebrated in Jamaica as well. I thought that was the whole point of her even making the song, because of where she grew up. It's like, oh, if you're lighter skin, then you get more attention. I thought it was the same in her culture as well. So that's why I was kind of confused of why she would want to perform it in her home country and do this whole shock value, but not want to do it in Gambia.
I think that the reason why not in Gambia is just because people actually enjoy doing it, like, probably. And so, you know, you don't want to, it seem like you're forcing them to be like, listen, stop doing this, blah, 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 love your skin, blah, blah, blah. But also at the same time, she should perform it because, not necessarily making a point, but there are some women who literally bleach because they feel very low about themselves or something. And so rather than, you know, telling them they're wrong, like, this could give them inspiration. Like, wow, okay, you know what? I do like being light-skinned, but at the same time, like, why am I doing this? You know what I mean? Yeah. She wanted to be it, but at the same time, look at her now. Like, you know, she enjoys this. She's embracing herself.
Exactly. And that's exactly what Michelle was saying. He was like, beauty is in the natural, and we just need a man to tell us that,
right?
Tell ourselves,
you gotta say it in his voice,
and we tell each other that. Just loving the skin you're in, it takes a lot of women, you know, and men sometimes takes time to accept things because of society. But I feel like just keeping a conversation going and keeping songs, like, bringing awareness to it, and even shows like this to talk about it is important, so that we can, you know, keep people from doing things that alter them. Because Spice is now not considering to do it. She reconsidered now. She wanted to be lighter skinned.
You were right, conversation. I told you. You were right. You were right. She was considering to do this, but I'm more of a reason why I'm happy that she performed it and did all this, because in a way she convinced herself not to do this and encourage. Beauty is within.
Literally.
It's within.
So Rashida, she finally fills in Spice about what Pooh has been doing on the island, because Spice is just catching up with everybody. Right. And so Spice is just going in, like, I can't believe Pooh did all this. So what do you guys think about, like, just putting this whole thing to rest? Because
lie detector test. Lie detector test.
So when they're in the little park, Carly walks up with a face of disgust to see Pooh. And she decides to say that she wants to take a lie detector test to prove that she did not do what Pooh is saying.
Can I just say, like, shout out to Shekana. I need her to get on this show, because she is, now she, for me, makes Love and Hip Hop, like, because she's hilarious, and her commentaries on especially on this topic is so funny. Like, I would deny. I don't blame Hello. You, Carly. Deny.
I don't know. I would deny it too. I just wouldn't do it though. Yeah. Just some things I wouldn't do.
I mean, my thing is like, look, two things. You're gonna take the lie detector test. Either way, one of y'all are lying. Yeah. So, you know, I just want to know how they're going to play that out because someone's lying if they do take
Kendra
it.
Kendra says she's going to administer it. And yes. They just seem too happy to want to do it. Like, yeah, there's something else we can do. Like, they're too happy for a storyline.
Yeah, and then it's just, it's like, you, look, she's not going to admit it. And Pooh, look, you know the truth. And Carly, you know the truth.
So we give it to that. If we get the results that Carly's lying, then what?
I mean, well, then we're going to talk about it. But, like, you know, I feel like at this moment in time right now, I
already kind of think that at first I thought it was Pooh, but obviously on the last episode, Carly was a little hesitant. Mm-hmm. So it kind of made me shift, like, maybe Pooh might be telling the truth. But at the end of the day, come on, Pooh. Let the freakiness stay in the bedroom.
Exactly. Like, let's let it go and have fun on the beach like they were. Like, I feel like when they finally got to the beach, they were having a good time. Everybody's bodies look good, look snatched.
Okay.
Looking real nice and thick and stuff.
Yeah, like, but the thing is like, I just think some people shouldn't say things because you know it's going to start stuff. And, like, Carly, like, they're over here, you know, having a great time, dancing on the beach. Carly comes with her little plantain chips and literally... just start, yeah. I'm just like, look, Carly, like, look, at this point, you just egging this on. Because Pooh was even like, hey, hi. Because this whole trip, you're the only person that does not feel okay. At the end of the day, look, I said what I said, but I'm going to keep enjoying this moment. You can be upset all you want and hate me, but I'm here. Like, well, I'm here. Sorry. What am I going to do?
they've been having some fun, though. They had fun at the Gym Nation. They're about to have fun at the concert, and everybody's just ready to turn up. Mm-hmm. Jock is still trying to back off of Kendra, though. That's unfortunate.
I know.
Kendra should be backing off on him.
I just don't understand. He has, like, 8 kids. Why is he tripping? Like, you got kids already.
I think it's because he really likes, like, really, really, I don't want to say love because I don't know if you really love her. But, like, I feel like he really, really cares about her to where he's just like, I want you to be about baby mama. But it's not about just being a baby mama. And that's what y'all men don't understand. Not every woman wants to be a baby mama. Like, you know what I mean?
Well, he's trying to make her a wife.
Yes, too, but at the same time, you still don't know. You know what I mean? Like, kids should be after what? When do you think having kids should be a time? Like, when you do, you should you get married first? And then how many years?
Yeah, I feel like get married first. That's what I would love to do.
And how many years do you think is time?
I honestly think it just depends on that relationship.
Yeah, how long you got together before you got engaged and married. Just depends.
Have you guys talked about everything? Are you guys settled in your home? Are you guys cool with. Are you guys ready for an extra body to enter your place? Because you can't have all that much romance as bam, you used to.
I don't think they were ready because they was with Mama D, all kind of stuff. So yeah, you gotta be ready.
There's so much responsibility. Man, I don't want it. Never mind. Like,
I definitely want a little baby.
No, for sure. For sure.
Oh, shout out to Rory Sr. They said, hey.
Hi.
How you doing?
But Spice definitely kills this performance.
Yes, with the booty popping.
She was like twerking with her foot in the air. She was hitting the splits. She's very talented, so it was just good to see her and everybody having fun.
When that was a moment. The tickets.
Right, that was one moment that it wasn't as much drama, so it was just good to see all this having fun.
I feel like every time there's like in a performance or something, like that's the only time there's no drama, literally. Because what are you going to do? You're going to ruin my show or you're just going to be salty because of the situation and not enjoy? No. You especially like everyone's having a great time waving their flags and everything. Like,
you better not ruin my performance. That's all I know.
All Spice is not having nobody ruin her performance. Yeah. So.
I'm surprised they had the energy though with that Jam Nation. That was an all day thing.
Spice, man, that girl, props to her because she's a beast. She went from flight to flight to performance to performance.
She's running. She's about her grind. So that's why I think she's going to just continue to flourish, even though I guess America is what she really wants. But I feel like we like dancehall, reggae type music, but I don't think anybody's been big besides Shaggy and Sean Paul.
And like, that was like a while.
Exactly. So I don't think America is a place to just blow up reggae wise.
I think It can be. It That's just literally saying. Depends how you do it. Because I'm not saying Rihanna or Drake are, like, you know, the queen or king of reggae and whatnot, but they know how to make it appealing to everyone to want
yeah,
to.
But
like,
you gotta be able to switch it up too. So exactly, if she's able to make a song with the Drake and then not be like, oh, dancehall, then maybe she can cross over. But if every song is like a dancehall song, I don't see any other artist like. Mm. Besides Sean Paul and...
I just think it depends because everyone because I'm starting to hear a lot more African music, like a lot of Nigerian music specifically like on the radio or at the club or whatnot. So I feel like things are starting to change because also music is starting to like low-key sound the same.
Yes, and speaking of music, this is my favorite part of the show. You know what it is,
y'all.
Yes, we're about to play... Guess that bar.
And you get a car. No,
if you're not familiar with Guess
don't
That Bar, this is the part where I read the lyrics in monotone and my panelists, they have to guess the song and the artist. Y'all
and
ready?
You gonna help us cheat.
Okay, I need you in the live chat to help us out.
Let me put it right here because we're gonna need y'all to help us.
All right, let's go. Give me a beat, I ride it like the jet ski. So many BBs, they harassing me. They like me cause I rap and I be with athletes. Stop asking me, they mad at me. Hop in the coupe, then I slide like Vaseline.
Is it
West Coast 6'4", jump like a trampoline.
This sounds so familiar.
Take a brick out, put it on the triple beam. Nobody knows.
Not wait, girls, wait, let's no. see, we'll see.
No, no Master no. P. Oh,
no.
Yes. 10 bad chicks and they after me. One bad chick look. Okay, you guys don't know the song.
I'm trying to see if anyone else
does. It's Pure Water. It's by the Migos and DJ Mustard. Y'all don't know that song? No, Master P.
Yeah.
It's really hard the way that you do it. It's really nice and clever though.
You know,
I'm just like
got up in my ears, you know.
All right.
Y'all gotta help us, man. Y'all can't just say
if nothing. We ever broke up, I won't have a kid without you. You forever in my heart and I won't forget about you. I be crushing on you Monday like it's a Wednesday. You pressed up about that man. What about what your friends say? It's a G6, what your Benz say. I'm so happy you ain't listen to your friends, bae.
Give me a second. Let them hear it up in this video.
Wait, hold on.
You can tell me how you want it, how you need it. I don't mind. I need you right here by my side. Cause I'm excited.
Can we get a clue?
Dude,
is it
I know
man
it's
or a woman.
Nah, it's a guy. It's a guy. It's a guy for sure.
Tell me how you want it. Call me and I'm on my way. Tell me that you need me. I'll give it to you night and day.
Well, dang, that sounds like a slow R&B.
Dude, I'm gonna be so mad because I know it.
Like a sexy R&B.
They don't know it,
no,
you guys.
No,
it's 24/7 Meek Mill with Ella Mai. So it was a mix of rap and R&B.
I know. And I play that song like nonstop, like literally.
How y'all don't know the lyrics to these songs?
Gave it to us as soon as.
Look, they're literally going on like 24/7.
And they gave us Pure Water.
Oh, hot. I'm sorry, Meek. Look, and I may.
All right, y'all. Type fast.
Okay, this dude be tripping, but we love Yay. Swapping our cars with my beat. I bought her the Lambo. She bought me the race. Practice, make perfect. It's never too late. I took the S out of snake. I do not see bills up out the bank. The blog and the media
is it
fake.
Offset clout?
Yeah!
Oh, y'all are right. I'm like, practice.
Well, you guys, they didn't get all three, but they
but got
one.
The hard one. Hey, what?
That last one sounded like me.
I was like, practice.
Who repeated that?
You guys, thanks so much for participating in the live chat. We're gonna get into our tweets. This is the trending tweets that we get from all the people tweeting about Love and Hip Hop Atlanta. Jay, what we have going on in tweets?
All right. Yes. So the first one is Miss She Smokes Blunts. Okay, girl. Your Callies. Why did it take Made Man getting shot to make him realize Che Mack was down for him? It's sad, but a lot of men be on that type time.
Right. That's all like when they go to jail, they want you to hold them down, you get shot.
If anything, what would that do? Why?
Not even.
They helpless, that's why. No.
And they bored. They don't have nobody to talk to. They need a pen pal.
Like once you are 80 years old, you want to settle down with somebody.
Mm-hmm. When they helpless, can't do nothing, and the girls, they beat, and they all get in their ish together.
I just don't understand why they do it on their own time. Like, why can't we be on the same, like, you know, mind space? Why can't you do it when I want to do it as well? Why do you have to do it just randomly?
Yeah, I don't know.
They lagging. They lagging.
The next tweet is by JBaby Official XO. They said, if they bring up this Pooh and Carly situation up on one more time.
One more again.
Is this really the only story Mona came up with? Like, I can't. The fact that everyone knows this is Mona.
I think we all should let it go. I think Pooh is done with this. She's trying to be friends with Carly. She just wants to be on the show. Just let it go and find her something else to do.
Yeah.
What can Pooh do?
I keep telling y'all, write her some more lines. Make something else up. I don't know. Or...
She needs to make up her own line. That's the whole point of you being on the show. Like, Mimi came up with her stuff.
Yeah.
When she was
starting drama.
No, when she was swinging from the shower rod and had the coil tape. You can come up with your own stuff.
But like what we said from last episode, we literally said that, you know, if anything, her husband, hopefully.
Yeah, that's Hiram what I'm can saying. Why can't she do something with her husband?
Yeah, we'll she see. Needs something to do, honey.
So from Sheed DeBronco, he says, Rashida has to be the most delusional woman on earth if she thinks that Jasmine shouldn't have Kirk's phone number. A fair or no fair, they have a child together.
I get it. I think she just would like to be in like a group chat. Mm-hmm. I think that could work. She doesn't have to respond because I'm in group chat. Sometimes I'll be like, y'all keep texting back and forth. I'm good. But
she just wants communication. She just wants her man to let her know what's up.
I feel like even if he told her what's up, she would still have a problem. Like, no, you need to just have Kelsey do it. I feel like because she still wanted Kelsey to do it.
Mm-hmm. I thought it was Kelsey more so him.
No, Kelsey is the one who quit.
No. I mean, I thought it was more so him wanting Kelsey to do it.
Like, because Rashida. Because Rashida.
I don't just blame it on Rashida. I think Kirk, too, was making Kelsey do the most.
I understand where everyone's coming from, but I think people also need to understand, like Rashida has every right to be upset. She really does, honestly. No matter what, at the end of the day, baby, like, a fair or no fair, like... The big thing, you literally had a whole retreat. A whole retreat about being honest together. You opened up to the whole group about being honest. Kirk, you sat there listening to me speak about our problems and then our own hidden problems that nobody knew about myself. So yet, I overstepped all these things and you're over here just keeping one thing away from me.
That's Kirk, why I was looking like that when y'all were talking about them giving advice. I said, Kirk got some problems. Rashida, she on the right track talking about communication and stuff. She was giving good advice.
She's not on the right track because she gives Kirk too many chances, and I feel like she's too easy on him. Like, even when he was like, when he was put out the house, remember, he just showed up.
Yeah.
And she was like, why are you here? She ended up still letting him move in.
Yeah, at the end of the day, I think Rashida needs to take some advice from Kendra. Blame it on the man. Get on that man, okay?
And the last one I have from Moni Forever Cruz. She says, the Akbar and Sierra beef seems fake as F. Mm. Running out of storylines.
Yeah, they do.
Is it because they were laughing?
Yeah.
They were laughing. You saw too Akbar much. Laughing. Like, my thing is, the fact that this season, everyone's pointing out the storyline. That's not good.
It's stupid what they're arguing about anyway. It's, like, stupid. Literally. But Akbar, she just got a mouth on her. She don't know how to talk to people.
And she got and hands.
And this is the thing, like, I feel like, as friends, you still have to respect your friends. Like, it's one thing to be like, oh, that's how she is. She's a jokester or she just hood. No, you're not going to talk to me any kind of way. I'm sorry.
Right. Yeah.
I'm good.
Yeah, and shout out to Jenna James again, talking about the Kirk situation. She says, you know how Kirk be. He be on that Stevie J / Peter Guns trip.
He's a Creep Squad member.
Creep Squad.
All right, let's get into a little bit of news and gossip.
Oh, tea.
We have some tea for you. Ooh, all right, guys, I just want to get into this photo that I found on Instagram. Guess whose Instagram I was on?
Cool.
Kendra, this is Jack's young lady, and I scrolled and I scrolled and I scrolled, and this is what I found. A picture from September 2016 of Jack and Kendra holding each other. This is 2016. What year are we in right now?
2019. Wasn't he with Carly?
Elker?
See, this is why you gotta delete your social media as soon as you start
talking. See, these lies are catching up with you guys. 2016, so it's 2019. So they've been together about 3 years. And this is just when she's like posting him. You know, before you post your man, you probably been with him before a little while.
Yeah, you're feeling him out a little bit.
Wow.
Jaciel, what's going on?
Okay, that's why she called you Jaciel.
I love that name. I'm not even gonna lie. That's a really cool name.
She got her full name.
So either they were in a situationship where he could still deal with Carly and she was okay with it, or the overlap, she knew about it. Because, I mean, him and Carly were on TV.
Yeah, that's what I was about to say. They were on TV, so maybe were they not settled? Were they not, like, together? Like,
and then he's talking about rushing, and they've been together for 3 years. So, you're not rushing, bro. You've been with her.
Yeah. But didn't they talk about this on the episode? Didn't Carly and Kendra, like
that's when they first got into it, and so now Kendra was saying 2 years, and so I could see her saying it, because like I said, this is about 3 years ago. So when you first in a new situationship, you can be kind of open, or like, I'm dating but not exclusively, and then they could have decided to be exclusive. But Carly, I don't know. She's always at the radio station with y'all.
But I wonder if that's maybe why Kendra's on TV now. Like, now maybe I need to step in as your woman to this situation.
Exactly, because she's saying people think that he's single. But here's like, the thing.
He's taking people.
Girl, but it's like, why is he saying that they're rushing when they've been together for all this time? Because that's what he's trying to make it seem like. I buying this ring, but am I rushing?
I mean, like, Miguel and Nazani, they literally got married, I don't know, how many years? Like, years, like, long years. I feel like, you know, I just think some people think that 3 years is too soon. Which is crazy to me, because I'm like, that's really long.
And it could be true, because they're still finding out things about each other. Like, I don't want to have kids. So when you're dating, you're getting to know that person, and they're going to put on that front the first year, maybe 2 or 6 months or however long, until they can't hide it no more. And you start getting into real issues like kids and how to raise the kids and all that. And now he's just not finding out that she doesn't want kids. So maybe it'll be the end. Love them.
So do you think that Jock is, you know, kind of overreacting as far as the situation?
I do, because he has 8 kids. But, I mean, he says his next relationship, he wants to have kids. So he still wants more. I mean, as long as he can take care of them. I guess. I don't know.
That's a lot of child support.
It's messy.
Well, hopefully if he gets married, he doesn't have to pay child support. So let's get into this. Next photo I have with Scrap, his brother, Tierra, the baby mama, and she's decided to quit the show. She says Love & Hip Hop is fake. She doesn't like how Love & Hip Hop has addressed her as baby mama, and she just wants more respect. And she says that her, Scrap, Karen, the girls that Scrap is dating, Moniece, they're all friends. So she said it was all a front for the cameras, everything, the slap and all of that. She said she gets along good, and the reason why she's walking away is because she doesn't want to depict the fact that black families can't co-parent and coincide with each other. She doesn't want to continue the narrative. So she decided to walk away.
Okay, but why would you agree
to do?
In the first place.
She wanted the money.
I just find it funny that, you know, there's been throughout this whole year, and then the end of 2018, just in general of all Love & Hip Hop, I just think the fact that everyone is literally coming forth and like, listen, I'm tired of this. This is real, blah, blah, blah. And it's just getting to a point where it's just like, all right, either y'all step it up and make it more professional to where people won't call these things out and make it real, or just stop having bad storylines to where people have the ability to say things.
That's exactly what it is. I think once they see each other and how stupid they look on TV, then they get mad at the show. Like, this show is fake. It didn't happen like this. Like, because they want to come in and be like, I'm going to beat you up and throw water at people, and they want to look like the big bad person. And then when they end up looking stupid, then they want to say, oh, this show is fake. I don't want to be on it anymore.
Especially when they get the hate, too, the comments.
Because they don't know how stupid they look.
And shout out to Chanel M, who says, Jock is tripping. I think he said he didn't want more kids. I hope he doesn't want more. Him and Peter Guns need to talk.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, yeah. They need a vasectomy. I mean, as long as he's in these child's lives
and paying
the child support, I guess he can spread his seed. I haven't haven't really heard a lot. Like, his baby mama's complaining, like, Stevie J's. Like, I don't see Jock in court as, like, a Stevie J.
Yeah, I mean, that's a mess.
He seems to have his drama at a nice level.
Yeah.
Like, he has his baby mamas in control.
Mm-hmm.
Even though, remember, they tried to all be on the show, and they was still mm-hmm. trying to be with Jock and yeah. wearing lingerie for him.
He hides them well.
Yeah, that's we have to I get rid say. Of them girls.
Yeah,
because they was still wanting Jock.
Ugh.
Kendra wasn't having it.
The right, she's like, no. No.
Lord.
Right. Well, great show, you guys. Let's get into some predictions. What do you want to see happen next?
TV predictions.
I want this to end.
Lie detector test.
What?
Yes. Lie detector test. Lie detector test.
Who do we think is lying?
Carly.
Yeah, honestly, is looking like that.
All right, so we're going to get the lie detector results, and then Mo's going to say you're a liar and leave her. And that's how they end up single, because we already know they broke up.
But, oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. In real life.
Yeah, man, but I heard a little bit of some married? Tea. Yeah, that's what I was saying.
Yeah.
What was the tea?
The tea was that there was a little post that got deleted by Carly. A fan was commenting on her, and she was like, girl, child, I am married. I'm a married woman, so... I think her and Mo, they may have eloped or something.
Yeah.
But the comments are going all on her page because people saw the post and they were asking, so are you married or nah?
Yeah, I think it's going to be revealed Jock is not the, you know, knight in shining armor that he claims to be for Kendra. Like, I feel like he's trying to play goody two-shoes, but we're going to find out he's not doing right.
Yeah,
because especially now that he's upset with her and finding out about this, now he's just ready to act out, and we're gonna find out all the hidden little girlfriends he has. And I think Carly and this Mo, they just need to end.
Yeah,
Pooh. Yeah, she needs to figure something
another
out.
Another storyline.
Yeah, she needs to figure out. I think I saw her working with Akbar, in some kind of way. So maybe she's finding artists, being an A&R,
good,
helping around with Hiram. We'll see. But thank you guys so much for tuning in. I'm your host, Miss Conversation Peace. And make sure you like, comment, subscribe. And ladies, tell them where to find you.
What's up? My name is Jade Ming. And you can go ahead and find me on Instagram, My Ming Official, MAIMING Official.
Ooh. What's up, you guys? I'm Lanisha. And you can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Lanisha spelled LANISHA 914.
Hey. Yes, yes. Make sure you check us out on Instagram, Miss Conversation Peace. See you next week.
Hey.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.